My name is Rabbi Neil Blumhoff, and these are your liner notes on Sonny Rollins. Sonny Rollins, the saxophone colossus, is considered to be situated between the strength in the playing of Coleman Hawkins, between the sweet lyricism of Lester Young. He pioneered a bass drum rhythm section with no piano for his solos, allowing his voice and his improvisations to be in more full flower, he believed, without the percussiveness of the piano. And in fact, when the bass would take a solo, he actually transformed his saxophone into a rhythm instrument. In the late 50s, he took a 3-year hiatus, considering himself to be needing moments on his own. And famously, he would practice out of consideration for his neighbors on the Williamsburg Bridge between Manhattan and Brooklyn. So what kind of self-limits do we put on our art? What would it take for us to impose a sabbatical on the trajectory of our life, to stand in reflection and let go of all of our failures and all of our successes? In allowing himself to stop and to take stock of his own spiritual inventory, Sonny Rollins reminds us that our life is so much bigger than the things that we do every day. To give ourselves a sense of strength in a moment, and to take out, perhaps, the essential piano that we think that we need, and to play just on the razor's edge of bass and drums, wholly reframes our life and makes our life holy. My name is Rabbi Neil Blumhoff, and you've been listening to Liner Notes, a project of Views and Brews, KUTX 98.9. Listen well, and have courage.